Morehouse education makes you fearless. I mean it.
President Biden gave his first commencement speech of the graduation season to Morehouse College, the only all-male historically black college in the United States. But his words, pretty safe to say, will not be remembered. Rather, it is the reaction of some in the crowd who decided they would turn their back on the president in protest of Biden's Gaza policy thus far. I'm Sky Noe Hughes, and on this edition of 360 View, we're going to look at the various controversies emerging from the 2024 commencement speeches and whether they accurately reflect the current state of the rest of society. Let's get started. Prior to President Biden's speech to Morehouse College, where Biden left mid-ceremony, despite being awarded an honorary doctorate, a fiery debate was sparked by Harrison Butker, a place kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs football team, following his commitment address to Benedictine College, a Catholic university in Kansas.
Our own nation is led by a man who publicly and proudly proclaims his Catholic faith, but at the same time is delusional enough to make the sign of the cross during a pro-abortion rally. He has been so vocal in his support for the murder of innocent babies that I'm sure to many people, it appears that you can be both Catholic and pro-choice.
Now, the 28-year-old father of two and devout Catholic himself denounced abortion rights, Pride Month, COVID-19 lockdowns, and the tyranny of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
From the man behind the COVID lockdowns to the people pushing dangerous gender ideologies onto the youth of America, they all have a glaring thing in common. They are Catholic. This is an important reminder that being Catholic alone doesn't cut it.
But he really drew attention with his reflection on the role of females in society.
I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother.
Now, the National Football League, who has been plagued for more than a decade with political controversy, was quick to issue a statement distancing themselves from Butker's views. Jonathan Bean, the NFL's senior vice president and chief diversity and inclusion officer, wrote in a statement, his views are not those of the NFL as an organization. The NFL is steadfast in our commitment to inclusion, which only makes our league stronger. The official account for at Kansas City then took the aggressive step of actually doxing Butker, but after some outrage, issued a half-hearted apology. With the culture war seeping into commencement speeches this year, are graduations the new social movement? Well, let's discuss with our panel. Rainer Shea, student, actually recent graduate from Cal Poly Humboldt, California. Timothy Gordon, host, Rules for Retrogrades podcast. And Angie Wong, co-host, The Final Countdown. Thank you so much for joining me on this wonderful new show and talking about what is going on with these commencement addresses. So I'm actually going to start with you, our recent grad, Rainer. Should commencement speeches actually even be controversial, or should they be speeches filled with inspiring stories, motivating quotes, and praises for the graduate's achievement?
Well, it's not like there's anything against the rules in terms of putting politics into commencement speeches. Otherwise, we would be seeing people getting arrested for pretty much any kind of speech. And, you know, there are plenty of elements within our political sphere right now, including quite powerful elements that want to silence advocacy for the Palestinian people, that want to silence opposition towards the genocidal policies that our government is carrying out against the people of Gaza. But I think that the people do have the right to speak out on these issues. And, you know, the person you were just talking about, he does have the right to speak, though I probably don't agree with many of his opinions. That's all I think about that.
But let me keep with you on the trigger, because you are a recent grad. It's one thing to have the right, but is it the right place to do this?
Well, that's, I think that it is the right place. I think that it's the right place in terms of, like, the proximity of the situation that these people are in, because universities are a highly political thing in the United States. Universities are used as a means for proliferating a lot of pro-imperialist ideas throughout our society and recruiting a lot of young people into the system of U.S. imperialism. Like at Cal Poly Humboldt, which you just mentioned, there are efforts to funnel students into things like the Peace Corps, into careers that are close to U.S. imperialism. And that's one of the big problems that I've had with this university, and I'm glad that the students there recently stood up.
Okay, I'm going to move this to Angie, because speaking of other universities, it was Morehouse College. President Biden's speech: we do have the right for freedom to peacefully protest, regardless of how you feel about the president. Do you think the students, though, turning their back on the president of the United States actually showed lack of respect for not only the highest office of the land, but an even bigger picture of the disrespect that might exist this generation has for authority? Angie?
Yeah, no, I mean, these students, especially the men who turned their back on President Joe Biden and made such a show of it, I congratulate them. They don't want to be race baited. That entire speech was race baiting. Joe Biden was there for one reason. It wasn't to celebrate the graduates. It was there to lock in the black vote, which he knows is pouring out of his party. And based on his economic policies and his climate change policies and his open border policies, he allowed the blacks, Latinos, and Asians to completely fail in this country. So I don't, you know, completely disagree with graduates turning their backs on him. But at the same time, Joe Biden's there to race bait and to gain back the black vote, which, well, 22% of it has gone to President Donald Trump.
Well, and that's where I actually want to bring in my friend on this one, because Timothy, pandering sometimes doesn't go well, sometimes it does. In this case, as Angie mentioned, Joe Biden's hemorrhaging the minority vote. Do you think that he just addressed the HPU during an election year just as an act of pandering, considering his policies have done very little for the black community?
Of course. Yeah, this is what we should expect from Biden. It's a dead campaign. It's a practically, he's an old man, and he's in the throes of campaign desperation. So, the answer is obviously, and absolutely, if I could go back to your other question, commencement speeches are an ideal place at this point in a general election year when no one even cares. It's summertime almost, and no one even cares about this election because of what's happened in elections in this country. The culture is what's turning around. It's blossoming. And the perfect place to make speeches is to graduates who are, quote unquote, going out into the world. I'm glad Harrison Butker did it. And I'm glad that Joe Biden did it, because it's an embarrassment to him.
Well, it's interesting on that, because on that note, I want everyone to stay right there, because we're actually going to come back, because equal rights activists were silent about President Biden giving his one and only commencement address to an all-male school. They were quick and loud to comment about a football player's comments, who said the women were the most excited about becoming wives and mothers following their graduation. So why is one comment causing such a controversy? Well, we're going to discuss after the break.
The Russian state control narrative.
Als Teil der Sanktionen gegen Russland gehen die westlichen Länder gegen russische Auslandssender vor.
Mais Écoutez, monsieur, c'est pas à vous de décider de qui est journaliste ou pas dans ce pays. On est en France, quoi, c'est pas possible.
We will ban in the European Union the Kremlin's media machine. The state-owned Russia Today and Sputnik.
RT, Sputnik, even our video agency, roughly all banned on YouTube.
Et merci à vous tous pour votre fidélité et votre soutien.
Take a fresh look around at life. Kaleidoscopic, isn't it? A shattered reality distorted by power. Tired vision with no real opinions. Pictures designed to simplify or confuse. Who really wants a better world? And is it just for the chosen few? Fractured images presented as fact. Can you see through their illusions? Going underground can.
Welcome back. You're watching 360 View. I'm Sky Nell Hughes. Now, we are discussing, are graduation speeches the new social movement? Now, I'm going to bring back in our panel, Rainer Shea, recent graduate, Timothy Gordon, host Rules for Retrogrades podcast, and Angie Wong, co-host of The Final Countdown. Let's move to the original controversy, which was Harrison Butker's comments, specifically about what he felt women were most excited about following graduation. Angie, I have to ask you, since you're the other female on this panel, what about what he said sparked such outrage and attention?
Yeah, no, he, you know, the guy is a Catholic. He's speaking at a Catholic university. He's talking about how he's against abortion. I mean, those were all the right talking points. And I don't understand why, if you speak your mind and if you speak up to a younger crowd that is not a socialist crowd, why this would cause that much controversy. But those were the points that he was making. And he is a devout Catholic. So this completely touches on all the things that he believes in. And that's why he was invited to speak in the first place. Unfortunately, you had these kids who went through 4 years of heavy, heavy socialist brainwashing, and they come out the other end believing the world is a certain place. And then they, well, you know, they get a little pushback. Guess what? That's what college should be preparing you for, is the pushback, are the people who are going to be challenging you throughout your life. And if they can't take it at graduation, how are they going to spend the rest of their lives?
Well, that's the thing, Timothy. He was addressing a Catholic university. How much does what he said align with where the Catholic Church stands today? Or are they taking what, even I think you had a Benedictine nuns who actually said that they disagreed with what Butker was saying. How much does his views align with where the current Catholic ideology is?
Well, in the Butker speech at one of the few Orthodox Catholic colleges, a Cardinal Newman school, there's like 14 or 15 of them that actually teach the Catholic teaching. Butker had the unmitigated temerity to cite Catholic doctrine, Catholic teaching on working wives. We're not talking about women writ large before they're out of the home, but working wives to a bunch of Catholics. And very few of the students there were angry, but I want it to be really clear. He cited all of these other issues that ought to be hot button, Biden, abortion, LGBTQ. I think he cited IVF. This is the only context in which I would say that this is overshadowed by the other topic. He's talking about anti-Semitism. And what is the third rail in this litany of hot button issues? It's talking about what women can do. And the reason I liked what Angie said a second ago, but the reason that it was so very controversial is because he wasn't just framing the Catholic teaching. I'm looking at a bunch of 20th century popes who affirmed what he said about to sin for working wives to be out of the home. He stated it objectively, and he's a Catholic speaking to Catholics at a Orthodox Catholic college, saying what the Catholic truth is, and what a lot of Catholics, non-Catholics out there might not know, is that the church is embarrassed by this cache of riches, these teachings, even very recent teachings that go back 2,000 years to Jesus Christ and St. Paul in the Bible on the roles of husbands and wives, duties of men and women were very, very different. It's not just Catholics believe it, really all Christians believe it. And he framed it objectively. And that's what stole the show. Not him talking about Biden, abortion, IVF, even anti-Semitism, so-called anti-Semitism. It's this issue, which is the third rail. And we just social proofed the fact that it's the third rail.
Well, that's the thing. That's what's very curious, Timothy. And you also have to look at the audience he was speaking to. Timothy, how would Butker's speech actually go over if it was at your college campus, at another college campus that was not a traditional Catholic university?
Well, I'm friends with Harrison, and I can say that if he'd given the same speech at a Jesuit college, I have degrees from two different Jesuit colleges, he would have been lambasted at the time, not just in the world's press, virtually, because Jesuits are actually the ones who snuck in the feminism and crypto feminism into the church, which is why we have such a problem inside the Catholic Church and non-Catholics have a hard time understanding what a weird sort of self-imposed self-hatred this is with regard to Catholics and their own teaching. But yeah, any other college besides one of the 14 or 15 Newman Guide Catholic colleges, and he would have been lambasted as much as if he'd done it at Berkeley or Yale.
And that's what's so interesting about this. Now, the White House, of course, had to become involved, whether they wanted to or not. Press Secretary Jean-Pierre was questioned if all players of the 2024 Super Bowl championship team, which he is a part of, are still invited to the White House. That included Harrison Butker. However, in the past, teams have actually refused to attend, or certain players stayed home. They were protesting the president's agenda at that point. Last year, Butker actually wore a specifically made tie with a suit to represent the unborn. Republicans often complain when athletes or celebrities take these political sides. So do you think it's hypocritical for the right to rally around Butker instead of just telling him to go kick the ball? Rayner, what do you think? Is it hypocritical right now?
No, I think that it's fine that he showed up. And like I said, it was fine for him to speak out. I honestly don't really have much of an axe to grind when it comes to the kinds of issues he's talking about, at least not for the purposes of what I'm doing. The culture war is not the main thing that I'm thinking about. The main thing I'm thinking about is U.S. imperialism. So I don't think he really did anything wrong in terms of...
Well, hold on, Brandon. Let me bring in someone that might have an opinion on this, and I know Angie does. Angie, is it a little bit hypocritical for Republicans to always say, Hollywood celebrities, take your opinions, keep them out, just go do your job? But we're making a big deal out of this. What's your thoughts?
Look, I mean, every single graduation speech wants a celebrity up there on stage. I had Al Gore talking about climate change during my graduation and Bill O'Reilly at my grad school. We learned that Jerry Seinfeld did Dartmouth this year. And they all come out come May and June for all these commencements. Should they stay home? No. You have an audience of sometimes 60, 70, 80,000 people listening to you and your ideologies. So, of course, you're going to come out. You're going to celebrate your celebrity. You know, we just heard that Harvard had a segregated graduation most recently where it was just for Arabs and Arab Americans, right? When are we allowing that to happen? This is really bizarre to me that, you know, we've completely bent at the knees to whatever the students and protesters demand on our colleges. I mean, where are the adults in these universities? All these presidents should be really weary that the students have taken over their universities.
Well, and that's the thing, because the NFL did take these extraordinary steps of discrediting his remarks. I don't know if you're a football fan, but even just from a point of, was it a good idea, do you think, Timothy, for the NFL to make that move to discredit, or do they actually potentially hurt their fan base, which are Catholic?
Yeah, the NFL has repeated over the last several years, like the other mostly Jewish American owned professional sports leagues, that it doesn't have a position on this. And so it's stupid to say that what Harrison bespoke reigns inconsistent with the NFL's position. The NFL has no position aside from we should have national football in the league. Right. So it's stupid. And of course, Kansas City doxed their own boy Harrison, and it was a joke. I would say what motivates all of this, as a closing thought, is the idea that really comes from the boomer generation, that we don't want ideas in the public square. I don't know where the boomers got this, but of course, people, athletes and celebrities who speak at commencement speeches should commence to have thoughts. That's what they're there to do. If we disagree with the thoughts, we should disagree with them in the public square. But it's really the boomers that are the ones telling everyone to bite their tongue and not say things in the public square. I love what Harrison said as a Catholic. And we have to start talking about these things openly again, rather than procedurally blocking them under the guise of some substantive approach.
Well, and that's the thing, Renner. You know, I'm talking about your recent college graduation, the discussions that were going on your campus. Is there a right or a wrong way when it comes to protesting what's going on? If it has nothing to do with your campus, do you agree with how some of these protests have been going on? And that is it really helping the cause? Sort of like, is this, you've seen the exact opposite happen with Harrison's stuff on social media right now. All of his stuff sold out within the athletic world. Could this have a backlash that people weren't expecting?
Well, in terms of what this conservative Catholic guy did, I think he really helped his cause. But in terms of what these pro-Palestine protesters have been doing, and they're kind of the elephant in the room when it comes to talking about campus free speech right now, in terms of what they're doing, I think that for the most part right now, they're doing it the right way. They are advancing the discourse in their favor. They're drawing more attention towards Gaza, though I do not think that the kinds of protests that involve blocking roads are the right tactic. Because the organizations that are doing this do not have sufficient mass backing, and that's really just having the effect of alienating the people from the cause that they're trying to advance.
Well, I think the real ironic part in all of this, Andy, and I'll give you the last minute of it, this is the same team, Kansas City Chiefs, that helped grow the female audience, the NFL, with the romance of Taylor Swift to a colleague of Butker. Don't you think it's a little hypocritical also to now have a controversy because Butker mentioned the goal of women in the audience to be the same thing Taylor Swift sings about and is in herself, a traditional relationship between a man and a woman? A little ironic.
Oh, totally ironic. And I love the pop culture of this. I love that these athletes have the platform to speak. I love everyone on this platform right now talking about this, because you're right. This is an exercise of who controls the message, who then controls the narrative. And if we allow for silencing of graduation commencement speeches and social media and our publications, our newspapers and everything online, I mean, that's the larger picture here, is who is controlling that and whether or not we give up our control of who's allowed to be censored. So I think that's what this is. And you know what, whether you believe in Taylor Swift songs or whether you believe in pro-life, whatever it is, you were invited on stage and I want to hear your voice. Even if I don't agree with everything you're saying, I still want you to say it, right? Just so we can have that discussion. We really do need to fight for that.
Well, and I think that's why we have shows like this and conversations. Thank you so much to our panel, Rainer Shea, recent graduate of Cal Poly Humboldt, and Timothy Gordon, host Rules for Retrogrades podcast, and Angie Wong, co-host of The Final Countdown. Now, players of the NFL have a long history of making political stands against America and her symbols. Whether it be refusing to stand during the national anthem or not saying the Pledge of Allegiance, the NFL not only defended, but they actually encouraged and accommodated the players' protest. Often, this was against the wishes of the fans and supporters of the teams, and even the owners. But eventually, those fans just ignored and continued watching and supporting their favorite pastime. And whether or not you agree completely with Butker's remarks, there are millions of people around the world who do, because of personal values or even their religious beliefs. There are even multiple countries whose foundation of law is based on the same points made by Butker. Yet, the majority of those activists who are upset by the narrative Butker stated would rather attack an individual with no power to bully him into silence. But they stay silent when more extreme examples of crimes against women occur. Here's the facts. As of June of 2023, 17.9% of NFL players have been convicted of domestic or sexual violence. And domestic violence is the highest criminal charge for NFL players, accounting for 55% of total arrest. Where are those charging sexism and calling for the firing of Butker for his endorsement of marriage and motherhood when the victims of NFL players are found? This is why the cries of outrage will not cause anyone to waver in their faith. Rather, it just reinforces their support of those who have the courage to stand up for what has been deemed unpopular. This has been your 360 View. Thank you for watching.